Well, good morning. I'm going to come on again, okay? I hope you are having a good winter day, and this is one of them. A little dab will do it today, as I understand, rain and snow and what have you. And I'm having a good one because I get to be with you. That's right. I'm so glad that I can start the new year out with you. So, please stay tuned and let me share a message concerning times and seasons. This is a good time to talk about times, isn't it? It's the beginning of the new year. Time to check our priorities and our goals for the new year. So, as a habit, I always think about time in the first part of the year. And my verse for today is found over in Hosea chapter 10, verse 12. It says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time," and there is that word, time, "to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you." That's a farmer's verse, isn't it? Well, after all of the Holy Land people, most of them were farmers. So why wouldn't Hosea use farm terms? He talks about reaping and sowing and plowing, and then he's saying it's time to seek the Lord. And the Lord has to send the rain, doesn't he, in order to bring the results. So today I want you to think about the new year and what you would like to do for Jesus. Hosea is instructing the children of Israel to stop worshiping idols and get with it and start serving the Lord. And he's saying, it's time to get at it. Hurry up, seek and worship the one true good, for the good Lord. And that's a good verse, isn't it? To think about and to want to start the new year right. On my last broadcast, I discussed high time. And remember, I told you that I counted the verses in the Bible from Strong's Concordance of how many times it used the term time and times. And it ended up being 755. So I think the Lord would like to have us use those verses that have to do with time. On my last broadcast, as I said, I discussed high time, and that was taken from Romans, the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 14. And that says, "And that, knowing the time, that now it's high time to wake up out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." Paul is sending out an urgent plea for born-again believers to get busy and serve Jesus by making a commitment. I think that's one of the weakest areas of the general church today, is finding faithful, committed Christians who are willing to pitch in and get busy and serve. And then I also discussed the statement found over in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 and 2, and that states, "To everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die." Well, Moses prayed in Psalm 90, verse 12, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." I learned that verse when I was just a young child. And we have to remember that every day is so important. And we need to take advantage of the time that the Lord has given us while we're here on earth, because it goes by so fast. Now today, I'd like to visit about two other words that are found in that list of times. And that is the acceptable time and the fullness of time. Paul is addressing the Corinthian church and encouraging them to become involved now. Ordinarily, I use King James Version to read to you, but today I want to go to the New International Version, which makes Paul's message a little bit clearer for us to understand. So let me read 2 Corinthians 5:20, and then through some verses on the 6th chapter. It goes like this: "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us." Anybody knows that an ambassador is a representative of the Lord here in this verse. And so he goes on to say, "We implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God." In other words, made right. "God made him who had no sin," meaning Jesus, "to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." So as God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain, for he says, "In the time of my favor, I heard you." Behold, whenever you hear that word, behold, it means attention, please. Listen up. Now he goes on to say, "Now is the acceptable time." Excuse me. "Behold, now is the day of salvation." Wow. That's what we are challenged to start the new year realizing. Every day is the day acceptable to realize that it is the day of salvation. And none of us would want to put a stumbling block in the path of anyone so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way. And here's how he explains it. He says, "We commend ourselves in great endurance, in troubles, in hardships, in distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, riots, in hard work." All of these things Paul is listing that we should be conscious of and work on. Sleepless nights, hunger, impurity, understanding, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, and in sincere love, in truthful speech, and in the power of God. With weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, through bad report, good report, genuine, yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. Wow. Paul is really stretching it out and telling us what we need to do in our commitment in service for the Lord. All of these things that we need to be conscious of throughout 2020. I like surely all these troublesome times, but is it nothing like what Paul had to endure? We have to think about all the things that we have to endure this year, especially the news and all that's going on in our government right now. But you know what? I like that he started out to say, as believers, that we are an ambassador for Christ. So really, that's what he's trying to say here. We're representatives of Christ. And all the things that Paul listed, we are to practice and try to attain for Jesus. So as believers, yes, we represent Jesus every single day. And really, Christianity is not something you turn off like a spigot. No, it's something you practice. It's not a part-time deal. You can't say to the Lord, let's make a deal. I'll go to church on Sunday, but let me do as I please during the week. No, we don't make deals with God. He holds us responsible. And this is the deal. Practice the Word of God and what He instructs us to do. I really believe that is what Paul is trying to get across to us. To start now thinking and planning and praying and asking the Lord to help you to accept Christ as your Lord and your Savior, if you haven't done that already, and if you do know Christ, to practice what he just read to you from 1 Corinthians. In other words, take this new year seriously and live for Jesus. Well, it's so good to be with you. Tune into my next broadcast and let me talk to you about the fullness of time. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.